This is VOA News. I'm Jim Bertel. Hong Kong pro-democracy forces won a landslide victory in local elections Sunday. VOA's Bill Gallows reports from Hong Kong.
It is a major symbolic blow to pro-Beijing forces that dominate Hong Kong's politics.
This is a sweeping victory far beyond people's expectations, and it demonstrates once again Hong Kong people's consistent, I'd say 15-year or even 20-year fight to establish a greater democracy here in Hong Kong.
Pro-democracy forces now overwhelmingly control Hong Kong's district councils, though in reality, the councils exercise little power.
The people have really expressed themselves and taken some power, but of course that can be just ignored by Beijing, but it will be really hard for the people to just go back.
Hong Kong protesters for 5 months have demanded democratic reforms, staging massive demonstrations that have sometimes devolved into violent clashes, an outpouring of anger at increased Chinese Communist Party influence.
That's VOA's Bill Gallo in Hong Kong. Hong Kong's leader, Carrie Lam, is pledging to listen to public opinion. And state-controlled media in China is downplaying the landslide electoral victory with an editorial calling the race an unfair manipulation. Tel Aviv is expelling a top Human Rights Watch official because of allegations he supports the boycott of Israel. Israel's Supreme Court upheld the government's order that Omar Shakir, the HRW's director of Israel and Palestine, has to leave the country today. Israel has denied entry to others who it says support the boycott, including United Nations diplomats. But this is the first time someone inside the country has been ordered to leave. U.S. stocks opened higher today in morning trading. From Washington, you're listening to VOA News.